This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Lance from Graham is. Lance, are you there?
I am here ready to give him loss number 70.
That is what I like to hear, Lance.
That is not the spirit.
Let's make it happen. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Lance has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the most popular fast food chain in the United States?
McDonald's.
Correct. Scooby-Doo character Fred typically wears what color pants?
Blue.
Correct. What band has the hit songs When I'm Gone and Kryptonite?
Oh, God. Is that Third Eye Blind?
No.
Kryptonite. Pass. I'll come back to it.
Which Major League Baseball player holds the record for most MVP awards?
Nolan Ryan.
No.
Randy Johnson.
No.
Repeat it, please.
Which Major League Baseball player holds the record for most MVP awards?
God, I don't know. Pass.
What Monsters Ball actress plays Roxanne in the newly released Netflix movie The Union?
That's Halle Berry.
Correct. Which natural satellite orbits the Earth?
The Hubble spacecraft. Or a natural satellite?
Yes.
Moon.
Correct. What is the longest side of a right triangle called?
The hypotenuse.
Correct. What is the term for the process by which the body converts food into energy?
Digestion.
No. Lance, you got 5 correct.
Oh, brutal. That's awful.
I do think Steve's going to struggle on a couple of those. I really do.
Do you?
I do.
Do you think it's going to be close?
I think it's going to be close.
Who do you think is going to win?
It's tough to say, Sarah.
Wow. Okay. If you're not automatically saying Lance, then I think we know what you're thinking.
I'm just saying it's going to be close.
Well, let's see, Steve. Are you ready?
Am I ready?
I did it all for the nookie.
Come
on, the nookie. Come on. So you can take that cookie and stick it up your
head.
Did you look up Fred Durst isolated vocals?
Yeah.
Did I look it up? It's on one of my playlists, man.
It's your ringtone?
Yeah.
It's your ringtone?
Yeah.
Making sure.
I did it all for the nookie. Come on, the nookie. Come on.
If this was your ringtone.
Stick it up your head. Stick it up your head. Stick it up your
head. Is it your ringtone for your wife?
Wow.
She would never call me if that was my ringtone. Like, I'm not even going to give you that satisfaction.
Wow. What is the most popular fast food chain in the United States?
McDonald's.
You know it. Scooby-Doo character Fred typically wears what color pants?
Blue.
Yes. What band had the hit songs When I'm Gone and Kryptonite?
That was weird that he had teeth, but didn't have like lines in them. I always thought that was strange.
He's a cartoon character.
Still, I could make it more realistic. What was the question?
What band has the hit songs When I'm Gone and Kryptonite?
Oh, Three Doors Down.
Yes. Which Major League Baseball player holds the record for most MVP awards?
Oh, Oh, my goodness. I don't even know. Barry Bonds?
You do know. Wow.
What?
What Monsters Ball actress plays Roxanne in the newly released Netflix movie, The Union?
Oh, great. A good film. Great for Netflix. Halle Berry.
Correct. Which natural satellite orbits the Earth?
The moon?
Yes. What is the longest side of a right triangle called?
The obtuse?
No.
The isosceles?
No.
The hypothesis?
Ooh, no. Hypothesis? What is the term for the process by which the body converts food into energy?
Digestion?
No.
Energy?
No.
Pumped up. No.
Was pumped up your answer?
I mean, I don't know anything else. No.
No.
Yes, it was.
Wow. That was a close one. But Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a win, barely 6-5.
Ooh. Oh boy, do I need to send back my gold medal now?
Oh,
Lance, you have a gold medal?
I do, yes.
Okay, I ask you then, where is it on display at your house?
It is hanging in my office.
That's awesome.
I love that. You know, next time maybe you should put it on, and maybe that would, you know, give you a little bit.
I probably should have, yeah. Good game, Steve. Love the show, guys.
Thank you, Lance. You rock.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
He really struggled. He could not think of Barry Bonds. I'm so impressed you did.
Yeah. That was, honestly, I couldn't think of a single baseball player that's ever had an MVP.
Yeah, he's got the most. So the longest side of a right triangle. You were so close.
Hypotenuse?
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it.
And the term for the process by which the body converts food into energy, I was looking for...
Metabolize.
Metabolize, yes. Mm. Wow, good job, Taryn. Mm. Steve, you still won, though, so you're still holding on to that 69.
Yes.
We have partnered up with Mary's Place this year. Once again, I believe the 5th year running now for Kicks for Kids, and any amount will help us out when it comes to putting brand new shoes on local kids in need.
Oh, man, the Rockaholics are stepping up. That's very cool. Stacy and Lyles Larkin just joined the 69 Club together.
Nice.
Stacy and Lyles, that's awesome. $69 they donated. Another person, anonymous donation of $69. Big shout out to Tracy Bonor?
What?
Bonor?
Bonor.
B-O-N-O-R. Tracy Bonor, right?
Bonor.
I don't know if she's French. Bonor. Maybe. Oui, oui. Well, I love that she donated $1.69, which is great with her last name, because she said, I'd like to challenge all Rockaholics. Just donate $1.69. I mean, that's basically just a tip, and who doesn't love the tip?
Oh, my God. I love
that's
her.
A solid point.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Any amount helps. From $1.69 to $100, like David Williford also just donated about an hour ago. Any amount helps. These kids are definitely in need of some brand new shoes to help their self-esteem. And just because they need brand new pairs of shoes, they're living in a shelter with Mary's Place, and it would definitely help out. $50, brand new pair of shoes on a child in need. $100, brand new pair of shoes on a teenager in need. And they get to pick the shoes that they want.
We're trying to help out 400 kids. That means we need to raise $20,000. And you can head to KISW.com for more details. Today, we are celebrating National Radio Day. So what would you consider to be the greatest song about radio?
Limp Bizkit's Nookie.
Find out what topped the list after Ozzy Osbourne.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Today is a major holiday. It is National Radio Day, and there is a music website.
And National Limp Bizkit Day, baby.
I mean, isn't that every day, kind of?
It's Fred Durst's birthday.
Happy birthday, Fred. It is National Radio Day today, and a music website has, of course, put together a playlist of the greatest songs about radio. And we want you to check it out with us. Here is number 5.
And there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play.
There are times where I think Tom Petty is Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the little twang to their voices. I mean, I'd much rather listen to Tom Petty than Bob Dylan any day. Sorry, Bob Dylan fans, but...
That is The Last DJ by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Do you feel like, and that one's more about like almost like a knock at like, oh, back in the day, the DJs got to pick the songs that they play. Mm-hmm. That's why it's always funny though when people yell at us for a song. I'm like, what do you want from me? That's always my response. Like, what do you want from me?
I promise you, Tom Sawyer is not my favorite Rush song. Promise.
It's not?
It's not.
You hum it in work every day.
Number 4 on the list of the greatest songs about radio.
Okay, this is already like a very eclectic playlist that we're putting together. Donna Summer, fun fact, I don't know if you know this about her. She was my first girlfriend.
Not Tina Turner?
No, Tina Turner was second.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I didn't even know that.
I'm pretty sure, if my memory serves me correct. Yeah, because we had the Donna Summer record.
Oh, nice.
It was a nice record cover.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. So anytime I hear Donna Summer, it puts a smile on my face.
I
ain't gonna lie. I'm feeling a good mood right now.
Number three on the list of the greatest songs about radio.
All we hear is radio gaga.
Queen.
Radio goo-goo.
Clap, clap.
Radio gaga.
Do you think these bands are like, let's write a song about radio? Because then radio will play it, man.
The funny part is that I didn't even know this was an actual song until I watched the Queen documentary, and they play it like in their, you know, at the end, and I was like, you know, that's actually a pretty good song.
Yeah, it's where Lady Gaga got her name.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Is that really?
It's true.
Huh.
Yeah. The greatest songs about radio, song number two.
My radio.
Yes.
I like it loud. I'm a man with a box that can rock the crowd. Walking down the street.
I love old school LL Cool J. But my thing is, though, when you really listen, when you pay attention to the lyrics, it sounds like he's really just singing about a boombox, less about like a radio, like radio station. But mm-hmm. back in those days, you called it your radio. And remember those big ass boomboxes?
Oh my God, yes.
Well, it's funny because I call my phone a radio now. So,
do you?
Yeah,
it's
walk
true.
Around. Have you seen my radio, guys?
Guys, my girlfriend's calling me on my radio. Hold on.
You hold it on your shoulder like this and walk down the street.
I used to love when in Brooklyn it was everywhere. I don't know how it was around here, but you know, back in those days, people were walking the streets with just a giant ass boombox on their shoulder on the beaches, and it was just like it was always like radio wars.
Oh yeah,
because like, what are you playing? Will it go louder than the other person?
The song that came in at number one on the list of the greatest songs about radio.
Of course. I mean, this is like the no-brainer.
The Buggles.
I have a weird story about this song that just happened to me.
Oh, boy.
Last week. So I feel like I'm at war with the baristas at times.
Not again.
I pull up to a stand. I'm not trying to start these things.
I think you are.
I'm not. I'm just waiting. And the dude, he's like probably like 19. He's like, hey, man, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, so you go, what do you got going on for the rest of the day? I'm like, I'm just heading home, you know, done for the day. He's like, oh, you're done for work? I'm like, yeah, I'm already done with work. It's like, you know, noon. He's like, well, what do you do for a living? I go, I work on the radio. Huh? It's still radio, huh? And I'm like, yes, it's still radio. Is it cool? Like, do you guys do cool stuff? I'm like, well, yeah, hell yeah, of course. All we do is cool stuff.
Limp Bizkit.
And then he turns to the other and goes, he works on the radio, to like one of his coworkers. I'm like, this is getting really awkward. I should have just said I work at like a bar or something, you know? And as I'm driving away, I S you not, he starts singing, video kill the radio. And I almost wanted to hit the brakes in reverse, but I didn't want to back up into another car and be like, are you taking a shot? Are you saying that we're dead?
You want to go? Right? You want to step to this?
Would you like to step outside?
Well,
are you happy with that list?
Not at all.
Why?
Because they missed the greatest Rush song about radio. It's the spirit of radio.
This is the greatest song about radio?
You're not feeling this one?
It's literally singing all about radio,
Sarah. So what are the other five songs that we just played?
I don't think I've heard another Rush song besides the one we always play.
And it kind of sounds just like the same.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, get out of here.
I thought it was Tom Sawyer. Like, you started playing that, and I was like, wow. Taryn has no taste.
This must just be the extended cut.
I've been in a really good mood all day up until now.
I think number one, and I feel like they intentionally wrote this song so they could get played on the radio, and it's this one.
The radio.
That's an autograph.
It's actually funny that I became like a radio person because all of my bands back in the day used to just write songs about how the radio was terrible. Do you guys, the band The Ataris, they had the song called The Radio Still Sucks. Oh. MXPX had a song about Turn Off the Radio.
Yeah.
So edgy.
That's so edgy.
And then you can't forget this one, though. Someone just texted it in. Wall of Voodoo?
Is this Primus?
No.
Dude, he does have kind of a Les Claypool voice.
Yeah.
I don't love this at all.
Oh, this is such a great song.
Oh, wait. Just wait for the chorus. I promise.
Does his voice change?
Yeah.
Can't understand just what does he say? I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio.
What is a Mexican radio?
It's so great.
I like it because that's where I got my start on the Mexican radio. Duble K A M A. Tres a 60. El Hora de Rock and Roll. Oh,
what was your name?
Senor Steve.
That's so good. Oh, boy. Well, the Sounders played in the quarterfinal for the League's Cup on Saturday, and they lost. And their fans are not too happy. That includes Danny V. So we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Sounders played in the quarterfinal against LAFC for the League's Cup on Saturday, and they lost.
And so,
score was 3-0.
The League's Cup is not, I mean, MLS Cup is the big, that's the big hurrah. Like, that's what you're playing for. But the League's Cup happens during the season.
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 There's a lot of, like, random tournaments that the Sounders kind of go through because of MLS. And it's like, what are we doing, guys?
It's
the middle
money.
Of the season. Yeah, exactly.
Let's not forget the friendlies as well that happened during the middle of the season. Yeah.
Well, to that point, some fans don't think it mattered because it's just a random tournament in the middle of the season. But others are very angry with the team. So, of course, we have to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we found some of those posts. We sent them to Jason, our production director, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, and said, hey, find some of your favorite comments, reenact them however you want, just to illustrate how crazy people get on social media, especially when it comes to sports.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you ready for your first comment? I want to see if Danny jives with any of these, because he's our resident Sounders fan.
What the f***? Was that SMH? What the f*** was that SMH?
Yeah. That was Danny.
That was me.
Yeah. Yeah. You like to sing. Sounders fans like to sing.
Especially because all of a sudden, yeah, that's true. All of a sudden, we beat LAFC not even like 3 games ago in this tournament. And then they come here and they completely just dominate us.
And so we're out of that tournament.
Yeah, we're out of the League's Cup.
Would there be like almost a little bit of a bonus to that? Like, okay, we don't have to play as many games so we can focus a little bit on staying
healthy
for the MLS games, or does that not even matter?
I mean, you can they go both ways. Some people want them to win more cups. Other people want them to just do well at the end of the season. So
yeah, I think all these are dumb, and unless they win them, and then that's the best tournament of all
exactly.
time. Like, was it the CONCACAF? We're like, yeah, yeah, guys, we're the best.
Yeah.
I was feeling kind of bad that I didn't make it to the game, but you know, now I'm relieved. Money well saved. Thanks, Sounders. Continue to suck. Okay.
Was that Peter Griffin, Patrick Mahomes, or Kermit the Frog that were?
Yes.
They're all part of the sound. Probably Kermit, because Emerald Blue Forever Green, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Nailed it.
Yeah, EBFG. You know what that stands for, Sarah?
BBFD?
EBFG.
EBFG?
Yeah.
Okay.
No! I don't. Oh, no. Is this...
It's about the Republican Party.
Yeah.
No. Shut the front door. I was about to swear.
I literally said what it stood
EBFD?
For.
EBFD?
EBFG.
Oh, my God.
Emerald Blue.
Emerald Blue.
No. Eternal Blue.
Eternal.
Oh, yeah. Suck it, Steve.
Yeah, you're right.
Is it Emerald Green?
No.
It's Eternal Blue forever. Wow. Green?
Yes. I know, but like in life, is it, emeralds are green, aren't they?
Yeah, you're right.
Who are the dummies now?
The two members of the show whose names start with the letter S.
Get it together, Sounders!
That was Danny.
Yeah. Very easy.
How are they doing right now in the MLS?
I mean, they kind of had a resurgence toward the middle of the season, but I mean, I honestly don't even know what the standings are. We haven't played a regular MLS game since June, so, or maybe July, but it's like, what is happening, guys?
How many tournaments do we need during regular season?
That Sounders had a couple too many drinks at a Sounders match, and we have one more comment about the Sounders. Emerald Blue? No, kidding.
Ever since the Sounders were forced to go to Apple TV, they have just sucked. I blame Apple TV.
That's the reason. Makes sense.
The creepy guy's right.
Rockaholics, we have partnered up with Mary's Place once again, and we are putting brand new shoes on local kids in need as they gear up to go back to school. It is called Kicks for Kids, and any dollar amount will help. Steve Miggs, how are we doing in our donations?
Big shout out just a few minutes ago. Jesse James donated $25, helping us get closer and closer to our goal of $20,000 raised, which we are far away from. But you know what? The Rockaholics always step it up, and this is the week to make it happen. So if you were thinking about donating a couple of dollars, like we said, it could be $5, it could be $500. Whatever you can afford would be greatly appreciated for the kids.
Hitting that goal of $20,000 means we will help out 400 kids through Mary's Place shelters, and you can make a donation at KISW.com. Now, even though they just put out a new record for the first time in years, they are now releasing a sequel to that record, and Danny V is going to be stoked. We're going to tell you what's trending after Breaking Benjamin.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholic says you are gearing up for the day and trying to make sense of all that is happening in the world of pop culture. We are here to help you out and tell you, outside of Fred Durst's birthday, what is trending.
What's trending on the Daily Migs Show? What's trending? Let's go.
Apparently, Danny has already had this on his radar, but Blink-182 announced a sequel album titled One More Time Part 2, and this will feature 8 new songs.
I do love, like, while we were listening to Breaking Benjamin, Danny's like, yeah, I already know what you're about to talk about.
Cool story, Taryn.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I mean, I'm sure Travis Barker sends him a text and tells him what's going on.
Aww. It's Tom DeLonge.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Also, I already pre-ordered the album, so, you know, nice. It's pretty great.
So he already knows then that the album will be released on September 6th, and the lead single is called All In My Head. That will drop this Friday, and we do have a sample of the song.
You'll be at my show, watching, waiting.
That sounds a lot like you, Danny.
Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights on, carry me home.
That is a real toe tapper.
All right, here's the real one.
The deluxe edition of the album will include a 2-LP set with 27 tracks, and that combines all of 2023's One More Time with these new songs. And I love the album cover because it features childhood photos of the band members, Mark, Tom, and Travis.
Do you like that song?
Oh, it's fantastic.
I think it sounds great.
Yeah. I can't wait for it to see what else they recorded.
Well, I love their last record, so give us more.
Yes.
Last night, they gave us more and more and more. I think the Democratic National Convention is still going on, the DNC, but it felt more like the WWE. People were cutting promos. Crowd was chanting USA. There were retirement speeches. There were crowds chanting pretty much anything that was said up there, and they were turning it into a chant. I mean, minus the lack of spandex, baby oil, and, well, pretend fighting. Although some would say politics is a lot of that as well. I felt like I was watching Monday Night Raw. But the highlight had nothing to do with what happened last night. It had to do with what happened this morning as our friend Sarah over here discovered that DNC stood for Democratic National Convention. And she was today years old, literally today years old. Also found out that RNC stood for Republican National Convention. But then the best part was we had to ask her one more question about another three-letter thing that has to do with politics. I'm going to put you on the spot. Oh, it's another three letters. Can you tell us what these three letters stand for? GOP.
Government. No? Wrong. Wait, whoa.
GOP.
GOP?
Yeah, you know me.
You're really flustering her right now. I don't know if you can.
All right, how about we give you the first two words?
Okay.
Grand. Old.
Grand old.
P.
What? President? Grand old.
It's not a Cardi B song, so don't go with that word.
Grand old.
Miley Cyrus had one in the USA.
Party! It stands for Grand Old Party?
Grand Old Party.
Yes. Is that like a...
Another term for Republican Party.
No way, really?
Yeah. I wouldn't lie to you.
They're called a Grand Old Party?
How are you learning this in 2024?
This is adorable.
Are you almost 40?
A Grand Old Party?
Yeah.
Yep.
That sounds so fun. I want to be part of the GOP.
It was at this moment that Sarah became a Republican because it just sounds like fun.
I apologize to everyone listening, especially if my husband's listening, because he's going to kill me.
Can you please play that for your husband so we can get his reaction?
Oh, I've already sent it to him. We're good.
Did you really?
Please record his reaction. I want to know what George has to say about that.
You know what I want to see? I just want to see Sarah's Google search history sometimes, because I feel like she asks a lot of questions.
It's literally the most simple things, you guys.
Like how to spell towns in Washington.
Yes. What's DNC?
It made my morning that moment.
I love you, Sarah. Oh,
never change.
I also love those brave enough to try to beat Migs, especially because we have still not knocked you off of your 69 losses yet.
I refuse to lose because of the 69 losses. We're going to just keep it there for the rest of the year.
231 wins, 69 losses, and 38 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.